Just like me, the radio producer, Mike Williams, has sadly had to abandon his magical dreams. His parents told him, just get the creative audio job under your belt, then you can try your magic. And now Mike is stuck in his backup job, lost in the plan B of making radio documentaries. The following are scenes from his life as a frustrated magician.
I guess it happened around the end of high school. Most of my friends were out smoking weed or having their own sexual awakening. And I was at home watching videos of Penn and Teller, the magicians. Penn and Teller blew my mind. They taught me how to tell a story, but they also showed me the importance of surprise. Like how right now, you may think that I'm walking along a busy street, when actually, I've been recording this in my bedroom the whole time. In radio, they call it sound effects. In magic, we call it misdirection. But that wasn't the surprise. I'm not even Mike Williams.
Cheers, Robert. No, that's right. I am.
Can't see you. Tell me when to stop. Any time you like, tell me when to stop. Anywhere.
Go. Stop.
Okay. A lot of people bag out card tricks, but everyone loves Harry Potter. Doesn't make sense to me.
Have a look at that. Do not show anyone. Don't show anyone. Right.
I didn't learn that cute top hat, cup and ball, kid magic stuff. No, I wanted to do street magic, the kind where you're throwing a deck of cards and you make something happen.
Don't tell me that now. Okay.
People don't realise magicians live a kind of half-life. We love magic so much, we learn it. But then knowing how it's done takes away the magic. See what I mean? It's like being a vet. They get into it because they love animals. Then they end up having to put them down half the time.
You always know when Mike's coming to Melbourne.
I went through a big magic phase when I lived in Melbourne. Now when I go back...
First of all, he's going to call you just before he comes down and ask for a couch to stay on. And second of all...
Friends expect a trick.
There's going to be magic.
This culminated in a trick for Steph's 30th a few years back. One person picked a card out of the deck and the other just thought of a card, wrote it down. Of course, the big reveal is that they both chose the same card. However, there was a twist. I'd painted that card on my chest. The only problem was that the paint had smudged and worn off throughout the night, so it just looked like I was taking my shirt off for no reason.
Okay, what did you write down?
I wrote...
The crowd was so drunk, they just thought it was a funny end to the trick. I've never seen Magic Mike, but I imagine this is the plot.
Hello, this is Carol Williams. I can't take your call at the moment. Please leave your details and I'll get back to you as soon as I can. Bye.
Hey, Mum, it's Mike. I've been doing some thinking. When I was in high school, I said I wanted to be a magician. And you said, maybe give the card tricks a rest. Maybe I should be studying some more. Should I have, Mum? Because I'm starting to think that I missed out on a major opportunity. I wanted to give the gift of magic. But no, who's going to pay the water bill? I'm renting, Mum. I didn't even pay the water bill anyway. Give me a call back when you can. Thank you. Bye.
Approach Caesar's Palace, Flamingo Hotel.
It's 2016.
Oh, I'm so excited.
I've come to Las Vegas by myself for one night to see my heroes.
Rio, baby, yay!
Well, I've made it to Penn and Teller. It's time to do it. I haven't had a lot to eat today, but I had one drink and now I'm feeling extremely drunk because the guy put 3 shots of vodka in it. And I don't know why he did that.
No way, this is where they're going to stand.
Before the show, they let the audience inspect the stage.
This is their view, I can't believe it. They've got some markings here on the stage. I can't believe that you come up. It's nuts.
People were walking around looking at the props, but not me. I was looking at the crowd, imagining what it would feel like to do magic for a real audience on a real stage.
I'm the last one up here, so I'm going to get off the stage.
The show was amazing. Afterwards, I got my photo with them, and I said to Penn, that I had come all the way from Australia to see the show, and I'll never forget what he said. Oh, cool. Thanks for coming. Magic runs in the family. Tonight I'm visiting my brother Matt and his kids.
When you're a kid, you believe in more things, so I believe that it can be true and some can just be tricks.
What are some of the things that you think might be real magic?
When Dad does magic.
For what I can remember, go to their place, have a visit. He'd say, call me when you get home on the telephone and we'll do magic.
Matt learnt it from our grandfather. The kids know the trick well because Matt now does it for them. Have you ever tried to do it by yourself without your dad or the family?
Yes.
You've tried to do it?
Yeah.
Did it work?
No.
So, hands together, eyes shut. If your eyes aren't shut or you let go, it doesn't work, yeah? All right, we're ready?
Yeah. Easy, easy wheezy, let's get busy. Abracadabra, boom, boom, boom.
There'd be a lolly under our pillow every time. It was amazing. But yeah, they do ask if they have magic powers. I think my answer usually is when you have kids, you will get the magic power.
I used to like magic tricks.
You did magic tricks as a kid?
Yes, yes. Yeah, I had a disappearing egg and I had a empty...
Scrambled or poached? This is my dad.
The reaction of you children was, it was just total disbelief and really thought that he could do magic.
And you would be putting the lollies there the whole time?
There was no magic. It was a trick. It was a trick. I put them there every time.
Hey, it was worth checking.
I had to play my part. I'm sorry if you're disappointed.
New Year's Eve 2018, and my podcast has landed a live show at Woodford Folk Festival. This is a massive multi-day event. We're performing One of the Big Tops. Big stage, serious audience, and I'm going to use this opportunity to do magic. I've organised a trick that will blow everyone away. Just before we go on stage, though, I decide the trick needs more stakes. It needs to be more exciting. This was a critical error in judgment.
It's a box. You've seen it before, but now I will be doing this trick blindfolded.
I put a cardboard box on my head.
Where are you going, Sean? Where are you? Sean, where are you, mate?
This, combined with an uncooperative Sean? Volunteer and the Sean? Fact I hadn't rehearsed the trick, meant Sean, it was doomed from the beginning.
What I need you to do. On the stool back there is an unopened deck of cards. Grab that deck of cards. I should mention, as part of the stakes, the oxygen in this box will run out. Timothy, start the timer.
Okay, we've got a two-minute timer starting.
Might need a bit more time than that. Sean,
my wife Jo was in the audience. She knew the trick and she saw something go wrong early.
Sean, come closer, mate. I can't see anything.
My heart just sank because it was ruined and you kind of can't come back from that.
Okay, good. Can't hear anything in this box.
And as well, you wouldn't be able to fix it because you had no sense of what was going on.
2 minutes.
The first card is the Three of Hearts. This was not a real deck of cards.
Oh, this is... Oh, I can't watch.
The trick is wrecked. I'm so sorry. I've wrecked New Year's Eve, Sean. This isn't a joke. I'm sorry.
This is so cringe.
Ladies and gentlemen. Don't stop believing.
Hey, you've called Mike. Thanks for calling. Sorry, I missed you. We'll talk soon. Bye.
Michael, Mum here. I've thought about it and you were right. I should have supported your magic. You were really talented and your happiness is really important. You know, who cares about making a living? So I'm sorry. Also, I'm sorry we didn't get you the swimming lessons. Okay, I love you.
Mm-hmm.
And for his last trick, Mike conjures the approval of his parents. And the role of Mike's mum was played by Kate Kell, who isn't his mum, she's an actor. I think the saddest thing about Mike's documentary is him travelling all of that way to see Penn and Teller, and it meaning so much to him. And then the response being, "Oh, cool, thanks for coming. Oh, it's just a day at work for them." It reminds me of when I met my favourite musician in the entire world, and I said to her, "Oh, you're a genius, you must know you've changed my life." And she just had to be like, "Okay, thank you."